Well, the birds were talking all at once, and the old man mowing down his lawn. He didn't seem like much to bid a guy. I was thinking, hang on, man, something's wrong. Your blues, they do seem to be gone. Heaven ain't bad, but you don't get nothing done.
You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. In the late 90s, there was a popular Canadian folk music group called the Be Good Tanyas. Jolie Holland, who lived in Northern California for a while, and Samantha Parton made up half of the group. And the two of them reunited this year for a new album. Nick Bruner, the host of Cap Radio's Hey Listen, invited them for some conversation and an in-studio recording.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why. But I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die.
That's the legendary balladeer Townes Van Zandt. His music has been covered time and time again by my in-studio guests Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton. The pair reunited this year to release their album Wildflower Blues, and I started our chat by asking them why Townes Van Zandt remains such an influence. This is Jolie.
Well, to me, he's almost like a neighborhood bard. My best friend was teenage hippies with him. I have a ton of friends that knew him. He's familial to me. He's this incredible poet with such a special voice. You know, despite the fact that he's such an important songwriter from like the region that I'm from in Texas, I first heard his name from Samantha, who's from British Columbia, Canada.
I had been hanging around in Texas at the Kerrville Folk Festival for a couple of years in a row. And the first year I was there, everybody, you know, it was Townes had just died that year, and he was kind of a regular at that festival, so there was a real reverence for him. And Waiting Around to Die was one of those songs that I heard, you know, some band around a campfire cover. It sort of lingered in the back of my brain somewhere, and you know, eventually I recorded it with the Be Good Tanyas, but I had not yet even heard the Townes version of that song.
Oh, wow.
At that point.
It's also like just classic romantic poetry. Like, it's so well constructed.
So I keep reading about how Bob Dylan's album Nashville Skyline was such an influence for Wildflower Blues. Now, that was a big turn in style, sonically, for Dylan. Tell me a little bit more about why that album was such an inspiration.
I knew I basically had to make two records at the same time. Like, I'm working all this material for my next record, and we were working on this stuff at the same time. And it's like I didn't know which songs were going to go on Wildflower Blues and which songs were going to go on my next solo record. And then I just happened to listen to Nashville Skyline and New Morning at the same time. And I had realized recently that they were basically recorded at the same time. And so it was just this inspiration for like, yeah, you can do material that feels really different but at the same time.
Who's gonna throw that minstrel boy a coin? Who's gonna let him down the road? Now who's gonna throw that minstrel boy a
lucky's been driving a long, long time, but now he's stuck on top of the hill with 12-foot gears. It's been a long, hard climb with all of those ladies, though his lonely stuff. down. Who's gonna throw that minstrel boy a coin? Who's gonna let him down the road? Now who's gonna throw that minstrel boy a coin? Who's gonna throw in love and let him go? Gossip coming over that tall trestle bridge. Oh, Jesse, my brother, how can it be true with your big dark frames and your fingers tattooed? Who's gonna throw that minstrel boy a coin?
Samantha, this is your first tour since not one, but two car accidents back in 2012. Can you walk us through what happened and how you got back on your feet?
I had had a head injury, so they did a bunch of scans, and they were like, listen, you've got this little tumor. It doesn't look like a big deal, but we need to go in and do further imaging. So they did that, and they said, your tumor is benign, and it's not a big deal, but you have an aneurysm. And we have to deal with that. So then I had to have this brain surgery. In a way, I kind of say I think that car accident saved my life. The thing is I'm just so fortunate because it's really unusual that somebody with an existing brain aneurysm would get to find out about it before it bursts.
So in my view, as far as working musicians go, people on the road who are doing what they're doing, you two strike me as quite the role models for people who would like to be on that path.
I mean, it's brutal. I mean, excuse me, I'm sure y'all can edit that out. My advice for young people is be born into a rich family.
Anything for young women specifically?
Unfortunately, the music industry is still very male-dominated. You know, for young women, I think it's really important to find those mentors and people that are not going to talk you down, because it happens in these small incremental ways. We had a female sound engineer last night in Oakland, and the sense of relief that I felt, you know, recently I asked a guy to turn me up in the monitor, and he said, "How about you sing louder?" There's a lot of really good sound guys out there, and then there's a lot of sexist jerks out there.
I was watching a great male musician learn how to play another instrument recently, and it was so inspiring watching him learn. I was saying, what's different? Because it was all men that were involved, these elements of sexism were gone. And I feel lucky that I learned how to play guitar from a woman. There's so much more that I would have liked to learn and would like to learn, but it's so difficult to get into a mentoring situation that doesn't feel tainted by that nonsense.
Understand how very important it is that you're doing what you're doing as a female musician. It's important to the culture. It's important to all the women who come after you. It's important to you. It's important to your friends. It's important to the men in the industry, too, to see women who know what they're doing, are educated about what they're doing. Don't be afraid of learning about what you need on stage.
Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton, thank you so much for coming by Capital Public Radio. This has been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Well, my baby sister told me, and my grandmother too, if I wasn't such a dreamer, I'd have sung on the truth about you. But I was lost, and I courted the trouble I would fall into. Now you are the last.
You are the last.
You are the last. You are the last crazy person who will break my heart. And this is all just so strange, and I may never come back to love. I know it's just made to blame, and what the hell was I thinking of when I set my heart on sweetest spirit that I'd ever seen. Like I was lost in a dream. Like I was lost in a dream.
For more music, you can see a pair of videos featuring Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton at capradio.org/insight. The new album, again, is titled Wildflower Blues. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.
But the rain is shining on the road. I'm setting my sails to the wind, because the river has overflowed. If I can be certain of just one thing I know, you are the last.
You are the last.
You are the last.
The last.
You are the last. lay.